No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this special episode of Break It Down with Brian H. We are on the road to WrestleMania. I got my main man Blake in here. He's back. What's up, Blake?
Hey, man. It's WrestleMania season, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Man, I remember it was a pipe dream just having you on shows. Now, you know, you seem to be a regular, you know?
Hey, whenever you need me, you just get a call, you know?
Yeah, so what's the show for? You was a preview this one and the post show for Fastlane, Elimination Chamber, and then we was on SmackDown after coming home the other night.
Live in a car.
Yeah. Shout out to Two Champs, Valance, and Valance friend. You know, I had to put everybody on the program. Yeah. I was like, look, you know. So
exciting hopefully night, man.
Yeah, man. So WrestleMania, before we get into it, man, you know, we gotta talk about what does WrestleMania mean to you, and tell me your first WrestleMania memory.
WrestleMania means a lot to me, man. I mean, like you said, this is wrestling fans' Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and you get hyped. This is what you wait for all year. And, you know there's going to be a big reset afterwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just want to see the climax of so many different stories. So it's always that special moment. You know, you want to be there. And if you're not there, you want to be there in spirit. You know, you want to see everything that goes along with it. And it's special. And for me, I think my first real WrestleMania moment, mm-hmm. and this is like weird, it was WrestleMania 4.
Okay.
You know, the whole tournament.
Okay.
You know, like, to me, that's like one of my favorite WrestleManias. Top to bottom, it was so great, and Strikeforce broke up, and I remember being sad, you know, and I just remember, not, you know, it was so long ago, but I remember, like, man, Ted DiBiase's really winning a championship. Like, I was like, he's buying his way to the championship, you know? And
he had an easy path compared to Macho Man. I was just watching that match earlier. But
And it's one of those things where, you know, when the moment happened and Macho Man won, like, I remember as a kid just, like, he did it,
yeah.
You know? And he was so happy. And, you know, for me, it was like, oh, it's not Hogan. You know, because as a kid, we always thought it was Hogan. And me, young Blake, it was like, nah, bro, we don't want no Hogan. So to see that face, that's always a big standout memory for me.
Okay, so for me, a lot of people may know, but I'm going to talk about it again. My first WrestleMania memory is WrestleMania 6.
Okay.
I was coming home from church, and actually, we was in church. It was a Sunday afternoon. My grandfather had me in the car. And I actually was getting ready to walk to the car. And my dad had me by his hand. And he was like, come on, it's time to go home. I said, I'm supposed to go with Grandpa. He's like, nah, I think you're coming with me. And I was like, my grandfather came. He's like, nah, he coming with me. We about to go home and watch WrestleMania. So I remember we got to the house. No, before we get there, right, we in the car. It's Cadillac DeVille, blue one, right? And my grandfather, like, that was our last WrestleMania. He died that before the next one. Died January 1991. But he was sitting there, and we was getting ready, and somebody must have came and said, Paul, you going to watch WrestleMania? I said, yeah. So, man, what's the deal with Hogan and Warrior? And he was like, man, the last time they was in the ring, Warrior was going like this, and Hogan was going like this, and they kept crisscrossing. Now, here's the funny part. I remember him doing this, but I don't remember who he was talking about until, you remember when the Legacy tapes came out, about 90, what was that, 99?
It was about even 98, I think it was like mid-99.
Yeah.
You know.
So the first one I purchased was WrestleMania 6.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched the clip of the Royal Rumble highlights, that's when I was like, that's what he was talking about. Now, mind you, this is like I said, that was like, you know, it was 3. Get ready to turn 4.
Yeah.
So that was like my first WrestleMania memory. You know, and it's been, you know, it's been something that I've been watching with my family for years. And, you know, my Uncle Mike, the last WrestleMania we watched before he passed away was WrestleMania 26 we watched together. For some reason, he didn't come over for 27. He was gone by 28.
Mm-hmm.
But 26 was like, remember us sitting there watching it in my mother's house, and you know, all of us was in the basement and just watching Shawn Michaels lose. I was like the happiest person in the house. So, Yeah, man. And then, you know, we obviously was at WrestleMania 33 together. And what a night. You know, shout out to Yolanda, man. Oh, man. And then Chrissy and, Chris.
Yeah, you know.
Congratulations to them. Get ready to get married.
Get married next Saturday. My God.
They got engaged that weekend.
Yeah, man.
And so I was just like super happy. I'm really, really, really excited for them. Yeah. God bless them. I'm, you know, such good people.
Very,
you know.
Very happy for them. And first ever, for me, it's first ever going to Disney.
Oh, okay.
And
it's good luck.
And they're having a Disney wedding. Man of honor right here. It's crazy that it's already next week. I remember, like you said, I remember that weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, next Saturday to get married.
Yeah. And blame Chris. We can talk about it because he was supposed to let you know, so you couldn't even be there for the proposal. And then he goes, man, I'm trying to tell you. Like, come on. You couldn't have said that.
Could have texted me, bro.
Right.
Could have texted me, bro.
But what was so cool, man, like, we was in the nosebleeds. Yeah. But I tell people all the time, like, we had so much fun that night.
Yeah.
It was a long show, you know, but, you know, and even, you know, people who like the crap on the Bray Wyatt and when they put the stuff on the screen.
Yeah.
And I remember we all just sat there looking like, oh, this is crazy. But, you know, one reaction I'll never forget from that night was the moment they announced the following contest is for the Universal Championship. The look on Chrissy's face.
Yeah.
Because that moment, we knew, or so we thought, was going to be the Undertaker's last match.
Yeah.
But we knew that was closing the show at that point. And I remember Chrissy just looked.
Yeah, couldn't believe it. You know, the one thing I'm never going to forget about that was that reaction when the Hardy Boys came out.
Oh, I lost my voice.
I have never seen anything like that. Grown men crying, people high-fiving, beer flying, like... Yeah. It was hands down probably, it will always be the most memorable thing I've ever seen in my wrestling life. Like, just to hear it, like, it was so loud you couldn't hear it, you know? So,
it, like you said, I mean, we shaking hands with strangers.
Yeah.
Because everybody was so excited. Yeah. And just to sit there and just like wow, like the Hardys are back. And we had heard the rumors.
Yeah.
You know, and then you remember they said CBS reported that the Hardy Boys was going to be, had signed a long-term deal. And so we was like, all right, okay, cool.
Yeah, you know.
But man, let's get ready to get into this card, man.
Oof. Oh, we got some time. We got some time tonight, man.
So, you know, we're going to start off. Alexa Bliss is hosting. Start right there. What you think?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. You know, I mean, Alexa, she's really grown into, like, this talking role and everything. And, I mean, she deserves, no matter what her conditions is, she deserves to be on Mania. Like, people can say what they want about Alexa Bliss, but that girl works hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the ring, moment of bliss, social media, whatever it is, you know, she works really hard. So, picking her as the host, I thought that, you know, I'd rather her be the host than, you know, a celebrity that's barely there.
Yeah.
You know, so to give it to somebody like her, I think that's a good move.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a huge Alexa Bliss fan. And I think it's cool that there's something for her to do. She's not, she hasn't been overexposed with the title.
Yeah.
People may think so, like, oh yeah, she went from Raw, then went to, I mean, SmackDown, then to Raw, and was on, you know. But it seemed like organic, and it felt right. And, you know, we got some really good matches out of her, and I hope her career isn't over. But if it is, that I'm glad to see her in this role, so.
Well, I'm going to say this. My heart is telling me her career isn't over.
Okay.
I mean, anytime you're in the PC, training with an amazing wrestling mind like Mike Quackenbush, and getting the moves in, the body is going to rejuvenate itself. So, you know, for her to be training with Lightning Mike Quackenbush, because that's what he'd be looking like when he'd be training her now. He looks like old school Lightning Mike Quackenbush. You know, I think this, I hope this means that something special and the second coming of Alexa Bliss is about to happen.
All right, well, let's get right into this card, man. Starting off, the Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy defending against Tony Nese. You know, I mean, the women love his abs.
Yeah, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know.
I don't think the man had a carb in his life.
And Tony deserves it, you know. Tony works hard, man. Like, he worked hard in the indies. He's been working hard on 205. And for people that do keep up with 205, you know, this, you know, these guys are friends. They were like a team, and, you know, to see them clash, I think it does tell the good story of, you know, if anybody can beat you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we have a good athletic sleeper match that's going to be on the kickoff show, but it's going to be well worth the time of watching it.
I mean, hey, the kickoff show that we went to was probably the match of the night, and that's Austin Aries and Adrian, Neville.
Yeah.
So who you got winning?
I'm huge Buddy Murphy. You know, I'm hoping Buddy Murphy goes to SmackDown after this.
Mm-hmm.
My heart says Buddy Murphy, but if somebody says give you a prediction, I'm gonna say new champion Tony Nese.
I gotta go with Nese. Hometown, home. You know, I know he's, you know, big in that area. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be a great moment for him. So yeah, prediction, final prediction, boom, Tony Nese on my side.
All right, so. Got two of Tony Nese. Women's Battle Royal. Who gets the trophy?
Look, I'm a little biased. Look, I want Nikki Cross to get the trophy.
Uh-huh.
To me, if that happens, y'all ain't going to be able to control me, you know. But if I have to give a prediction, final prediction for me, still Nikki Cross. I'm going with Nikki Cross winning this year's Battle Royal for the win.
That's a good pick. You know what, though? I think I'm going to see a shocker. Mandy Rose,
okay.
Yeah, I think Mandy Rose going to do it. This just seems like something she will win. I just feel, for some reason, like, when was that SmackDown? I was like, you know, Mandy Rose might win this thing.
Mandy Rose is always a good pick, but, you know, I can see Mandy about to win it and Sonya being the one throwing her out this time. And Sonya finally getting the one up on Mandy.
That's a good point.
Nikki Cross for me.
All right. So, moving on. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
This is a tough one. I mean, everybody is straight, you know, Braun Strowman. You know.
He's the king of Battle Royals.
You know, but this is entertainment.
Yeah.
I can see one of those Saturday Night Live guys winning this. And
I don't know who they are, but you know what? The gut feeling.
I can see this happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that crowd is going to be too thrilled with that.
Right.
So,
can't make them all happy the whole night.
That's true. So, if that doesn't happen, if I have to go with a wrestler to win it, I think I'm going to use two picks, one of these two.
Mm-hmm.
Either Shock and Ali. Or it's going to be Andrade.
Oh, God dang it.
That's my two picks.
That was my pick. I think this is a year we need to kind of really see this reestablished and really propel it for somebody. Like, when Cesaro won it, mm-hmm. it was like a big deal. Unfortunately, it was just like too much going on.
Yeah.
So I really think, though, you know, with last year, who won it? Matt Hardy. I was like, that was just because the setup thing with him and Bray being together. Mm-hmm. Year before that was Mojo Rawley, who really ain't do nothing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Gronk come in.
Well, I mean, look, I'm New England. Mm-hmm. You know, if I were to see Gronk, I mean, I'd be happy to see him. I would not be surprised by that, too. But, you know, I'm going to hold my horse and say Gronk doesn't come yet.
All right. Let's move on. Let's go to the tag team title match. Match just made this past week on SmackDown Live right here in Baltimore, Maryland. The Usos defending their titles against the team of Ricochet and Aleister Black, The Bar, and the team of Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev. So, will the Usos get a chance to be on the main card 2 years in a row?
I hope so, is my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say this real quick before we talk about that. Can we just say that there is this possibility?
Mm-hmm. I know where you're going.
That Ricochet and Aleister Black can be NXT and SmackDown tag team champions all in one weekend?
Right.
You know, I mean, so why don't we just do a Raw tag title match and put them in it and have them win that too? You know, this is a very interesting match. You know, it is kind of weird that the Hardys are not in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I'm going to give a pick, my pick, and this may shock you, my pick is Rusev and Shinsuke to win the tag team championship.
I'm going to go with the Usos just because it's been so long, and this is finally giving them an opportunity to kind of have a WrestleMania moment on the main card. Mm-hmm. But your pick makes a lot of sense. You know, Rusev kind of confirmed on Twitter the other day that Rusev Day is dead. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be surprising. But, you know, and he might get on me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Shout out to Glenn Thomas. We was talking, and he said he felt maybe the Hardys and the Usos, something they saving for SummerSlam.
Or they can be saving it for the Tuesday after Mania.
Well, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, but this is definitely a match I want to see. I wish we could have got it there, but I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to deny what Sheamus and Cesaro have been doing to deny them a WrestleMania match, or even, you know, even Rusev and Shinsuke, you know, for all the heat, or people may not like that team or whatever reason, those guys work hard, so they deserve it.
Yeah, that's my pick.
All right, so I'm sticking with the Usos to retain. Moving on. You see, I got this early in the cards to get it out of the way.
I hope it's co-main.
And this is Kurt Angle in his farewell match against Blake's favorite wrestler, Baron Corbin.
Let me just say, why is Kurt Angle so much bigger than Baron Corbin in this match graphic? I don't agree with this. Mm-hmm. You know, they should be same size. What a career for Kurt. What a interesting twist. Look, a lot of people don't like this, and I get why people don't like this. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, it's Kurt Angle's last match. It should not be Baron Corbin. But you know me, I'm story. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the stories.
I understand.
How long has this story been going on?
Over a year when he was first made his constable.
Exactly. So why not let another story conclude at WrestleMania with Baron Corbin getting that win?
Why they had to tell us? Like, why they just couldn't tell us this?
You know, look. I mean, look. If it was me, mm-hmm. I would have let him have the match. I would have personally put Kurt Angle over, let him get on the microphone the Monday night, and said that was my last match. That's what I would have personally done.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, now that they told us, and Baron got that clean win over Rey Mysterio, and I mean, he's the one guy that's just doing it with his vest on. I see Deep Six. You know, maybe another end of days. I mean, he's already beat Kurt Angle once on Raw.
Yeah.
Let's just do it on a big stage, Baron. I mean, look, you've been disappointing me at WrestleMania, bro. I thought you had the Intercontinental title against Dean.
We made him a meme.
Yeah, no, exactly. Get me a win, bro. All right. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm going Kurt Angle. You going Kurt or Baron?
I'm going to go Baron.
All right. Heart, not the head?
Yeah, I'm talking with my heart right now. Not talking with my head. So, yes, this is a heart pick.
All right. So, let's move on. This is a very personal matchup. Yeah. Former tag team champions going at it. Shane McMahon taking on The Miz. Mm.
This is a false count anywhere.
False count anywhere.
That means Shane's going to jump off something, right?
He's going to jump off something. Well, they'll probably put a Empire State Building in there somewhere. I don't see them putting a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because remember, we thought he was going to hop off of that.
Yeah, we thought he was going to hop off the roller coaster. This is a very personal match. I'm actually looking forward to this match.
Me too.
And look, we talk about it all the time. Miz is a Hall of Famer. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer when his career is all said and done. And what he's doing on this new babyface run, I mean, dude, you get that man a microphone, and he's going to demand respect every time.
He's much better than what he was the last time they was in New York when he was a babyface.
Yeah.
And he won the Intercontinental title.
Yeah. You know, and look, you don't really bet against The Miz at WrestleMania. I'm just saying, like, he has a pretty good record.
Yeah, he do.
So, mind, body, and soul, I'm going with Miz.
I got to go with Shane. Ooh. I just feel like, let's see. Well, he won last year, but before that, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like he's going to do something dastardly. You know, and plus, all faces can't win, so I think they got to take an L right here.
Okay, well, this is what I'll say. I'm going to still go with Miz.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see what Shane's sneaker game is like.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to see what his sneakers is like, but I'm still going to go with Miz.
And probably, Hugh will probably be around. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So, you know, I asked Hugh, like, you know, what's the material?
Yep.
You know, what does that look like to you? You know, so, but, you know, it could go either way, but.
That's the beauty of it, though, because it's not so predictable, you know, so that's.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people look at this card and they're like, oh, this is easy to predict. But then when you're really looking at it, it's really not that easy to predict.
Not at all.
You know.
So let's move on. So, if this match happens, because we know Rey Mysterio was hurt this past Monday on Raw, but he says he's praying that he'll make it to WrestleMania. We'll have him challenging Samoa Joe for the United States Championship. Samoa Joe's WrestleMania debut.
His debut.
This finally. Is crazy.
Finally gets to do his debut. Man.
And Reigns could be hurt. They better give him an opponent, John Cena.
You know, when y'all broke that down to me last night that he was hurt, it really upset me.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, dude, Reigns a warrior.
Right. Know? And we want to see what character. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be something from the Avengers.
Yeah.
I don't follow a superhero. Yeah. Funny story. When I first met Blake, he got in the car. He was like, so you see that Batman movie? I'm like, no. I don't really watch. But I think because that I was a huge women's wrestling fan as much as he was, he's like, all right, we can be friends.
Yeah, you know. It's sad because I would like to see what Ray does too. And I was really looking forward to seeing Dominic clock his dad and cause him this win. And with that being said, if it was Ray, and if it is Ray, even if it is Cena, I'm going Samoa Joe unless it's Andrade. Because I'm always putting the money on Andrade anyway.
He's money.
You know, but yeah, this is Joe. Dominic's going to turn on his dad.
Oh, boy.
so let's do it. That's my pick, retain.
Okay. Yeah, I got Samoa Joe holding on to it. Yeah. I mean, WrestleMania debut, I think he's a guy who's going to come in strong. I've been waiting for Samoa Joe to be at WrestleMania, so I'm really excited. I actually met him at Access at 33, but at that time he was still in the NXT roster. I believe he... I don't think... was he champion still? Maybe not. But let's move on. So, Intercontinental Championship match. I guess, they made the announcement. So, when I pulled out the graphics, it was still the regular one. But nonetheless, Bobby Lashley's defending the title against the Demon, Finn Balor.
Oh, hey, look. And new.
Yep.
Intercontinental Champion. The Demon. I'm so excited to see with the artistic beauty of what the Demon's entrance is going to be like at WrestleMania. But if it's a long ramp, Demon, you have to crawl and hurry up and get down there because we don't know if this will be hour 6. It could be hour 1. Right. We don't know.
I don't think they're going to do that in New York. I think they learned their lesson from Orlando.
Yeah.
Plus, the stadium's kind of already... It's not like Orlando where it was kind of like a dump and they had to really create something. So,
yeah, but yeah,
I think they learned their lesson.
I'm going to say add new. It's unfortunate because I don't like betting against Bobby Lashley a lot. Like, Bobby Lashley is one of my favorites. And I think they still need to let him pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What he did in Impact was phenomenal. But hey, this is a different breed. But Bobby, I'm gonna have to go against your new Intercontinental Champion, Finn Balor.
Yeah, I gotta go with Finn Balor, especially not just because he's gonna be the Demon, because we know like that's his stick and that always he's always successful. But I just think with the story, it's time, and I think we'll see Lashley hopefully. If Rollins wins the title, that's somebody else, Lashley, for him to possibly beat or to take the title from him. But that's just, I think Lashley's time on the mid-card is coming to an end. I want to see him in the heavyweight title picture. Yeah. He's been back a year, And it's good to see him back at WrestleMania as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you shouldn't piss off Finn Balor because, if people don't know, this Demon is still undefeated. On this roster. So,
how about last year? Everybody wanted it, but instead we got a Balor Club for everyone. But I do think it's really cool. I think we got him at SummerSlam, and now we finally gonna get at WrestleMania. Like you said, just to see how the artistic interest is gonna be. That's gonna be fun. It's always good to see WrestleMania interests.
Yeah.
So let's move on. All right, this is a woo boy. It was trading shots the other night. Randy Orton and AJ Styles.
This is like my main event. Well, it's up there in my 3 main events.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I'm so invested in this match. And it's funny, I was talking to my friend today, Frank. Shout out to Frank.
What up, Frank?
And he basically asked me what this show is about. He's like, who wins? Who wins? And I'm going to tell you the same answer that I told him, which is going to be kind of unclear. Whoever wins Sunday at WrestleMania will lose in the rematch at the next pay-per-view. Because I think this is not a one-time thing.
Right.
But if somebody said, hey, man, you got to flip a coin on this one, I don't bet against Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't bet against Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I think AJ is still top one, two, or three in WWE, possibly in the business right now. But Randy Orton at WrestleMania is a different type of animal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Randy Orton.
You know, and I was listening to Corey and Glenn and Keith. Shout out to the Wrestle Marks of Excellence. One thing Corey brought up that people don't talk about is that WrestleMania 24, you just said you don't bet against Randy. Mm-hmm. He beat Triple H and John Cena mm-hmm. in a triple threat match for the WWE Championship. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that. Mm-hmm. And he held on to the title. Yeah. You know, that was a night everybody just knew Cena was going to win. Because, you know, Cena's the modern day Hogan. So it's like, oh yeah, Cena's got this. And Randy Orton left with that title still in his hands. Yeah. Unfortunately, the next year, he would main event in a match he probably shouldn't have just because of what happened with Shawn and Taker. But, you know, I want to go with AJ Styles, but I just got this feeling that Randy's going to get it done. And I'm going to go with Randy Orton as well.
Okay. You know, I mean, but this could be that show stealer.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. Know? They're going to go out there.
I'd open the show with this.
Yeah. You know? It would be a good way to set the tone. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on. This might be some of his bathroom break, right? I ain't going to say who. Triple H's career in ring, on the line. And we should say that when this happens, he'll be the Hall of Famer Triple H. Going against Batista. Now, I have to say, I'm not a Batista fan at all. But these short and sweet promos, I like them.
Look, let me tell you something. When it's spotlight heel Batista, money. I just see money just coming out. Drax the Destroyer money just flying everywhere. I am a huge star Hollywood spotlight Batista.
Okay.
My pick, Batista. Ooh. Get this done in this career and go off to avenge the loss of everybody on the Avengers. Do your thing. Do Guardians of Galaxy 3. Pop back up and rub it in everybody's face.
So
Batista.
So I saw on the internet, people say, does Triple H come out as Thanos?
No. He comes out as Triple I'm not going to say what I want to say. No, he comes out as Triple H, and we all know what that means. Mm-hmm. Triple H does damage at WrestleMania. Triple H does damage every time he gets in a ring. Look, he already put on his leather jacket. That's how you knew he wanted to fight. Mm-hmm. It's WrestleMania season, so of course it was going to be no holds barred.
Right.
You know, he's going to want to fight. He's going to bring the drama to Batista. But this is Hollywood spotlight Batista. Very one-worded. Training. Get the job done in this career. Move on and make that money, Batista. Batista, Batista, Batista.
Well, I got Triple H. Let's move on. Oh, this is another one, man. I can't wait. This is a battle of the big dogs. The big dog taking on the Scottish psychopath. Roman Reigns going against Drew McIntyre. Wow.
All my friends, they know who my favorite is. You know, my favorite in WWE right now, and it's that Scottish psychopath. And my heart was like, I don't want this match to happen.
Okay.
You know, just because I was like, I don't want to root against you can't root against Roman Reigns because now he's got something to prove. Right. He's got something to prove, and it's like, man, you're going to make this man mad on his comeback. And I'm like, but. I mean, we can't deny this damage that Drew's been doing.
Man, what? He's been taking out the Shield. He's
taking it by himself.
Yeah.
By himself, man. You know, so this is one of them pick-ems for me. Mm-hmm. I think I may shock. No. Oh, my God. This is so hard for me.
That's the beauty of it. That's what I love about it.
I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
You know, I think this is the one I feel like I'm going to be wrong with, but that dude is doing damage right now.
he is.
I don't care if you're Seth Rollins or Brock Lesnar. I do not want to run into that dude right now.
I mean, I could see. I could see Drew winning and then showing up at the end of Seth Rollins-Lesnar match, challenging who, you know. Mm-hmm. But Roman is like on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to go with him. I think he just. He got to do it for his family, man.
Yeah, I mean, we all know, like, when it comes to doing stuff for family, you don't mess with people.
Yeah,
you know,
boy.
We know about this family. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But, yeah, this is another match I'm so invested in right now.
Yeah, me too. That's what makes this such a great card. Like, when I look at it, this has the potential to be one of the all-time greats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people, I don't think a lot of our generation, to me, WrestleMania 17 is like Michael Jordan. That no matter what comes or goes, nobody's going to ever allow themselves to believe that there's a WrestleMania better than that one. And that's fine.
I would have appreciated more if you said, WrestleMania is like Kobe Bryant.
See, now, I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, but, Kobe but I understand. I understand, you know, the masses are going to say Michael Jordan.
But right, but Kobe the GOAT.
Yeah, you know it's Kobe. You know, and the beauty, too, about everything, even every match, even at the SmackDown Championship.
Yeah.
You know, if you exclude the Battle Royals, even though they did some fanciness with that Tuesday, all these matches are personal.
Yeah, I was just telling, I was on my friend Ashley Baker's show, A&B Sports, earlier. Make sure you check that out. And I was telling her that's what makes this WrestleMania so good, because all these matches, even the tag team match, maybe, but maybe not. But every match, like these personal battles, and they didn't overdo it with the multi-man matches or multi-women matches. So let's move on. Speaking of multi-woman matches, going into the tag team championship. Yes, folks, the women's tag team championship, as the Boss and Hug Connection, Sasha and Bayley, will defend their tag team titles against the team of Nia Jax and Tamina. Also, against the Iconics, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. And last but certainly not least, the Hall of Famer Beth Phoenix teaming with her best friend, the future Hall of Famer, the lady who inducted her, Natalya. First of all, I'm happy Natalya has a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, good for her.
You know, WrestleMania 28, I wanted to see Natalya versus Beth Phoenix, but we didn't get that. I'm excited about this one.
The only thing that upsets me about this match is we got Boss and Hug Connection, the Iconics, the Divas of Doom. How come Tamina and I don't have a cool name yet?
Okay.
Can we get them a cool name? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're destructive.
Right.
You know, so can we get them a cool name?
You know about Tamina.
Yeah, you know, like I say, I always say she looked like the person that will make you eat your Brussels sprouts. Uh-huh. So, you know, this is another match. It's kind of a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. You know, my heart would love for it to be Iconic.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to go Boss and Hug Connection.
Me too. I think this is like their crowning moment.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Iconics are far behind.
Yeah.
First of all, now I don't know about Peyton Royce. You have to let me know about that one. But I think it's so cool that when we was at Shimmer for WrestleMania 29 weekend, and I remember I was like, yo, there go Jessie McKay.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was like, wow, like get to see her in person after watching her on all the Shimmer tapes and stuff. And now, years later, she's at WrestleMania on the main show.
Yeah, and then there's something nobody can take away from you. Like, I mean, you were always rooting
for
Billie Kay, you know, back in those. And I mean, yeah, you know about Peyton and I, you know, it's a good friend of mine. And, you know, it, like I said, for me, it, you know, just biasness-wise, you know, if you see your friends, you know, the Nikki Crosses and the Peyton Royces of the world, you know, you see them win. Like, for me, that's special.
I mean, you're supposed to, though, because they're your friends. So you're supposed to root for your friends.
Yeah, you know, but like you were saying, I think Sasha and Bayley, they get their moment, which is well-deserved.
Yeah.
You know, it's well-deserved. And, like, it you know, it was so crazy about this match is any team that walks out, you can be like, oh, it was well-deserved.
Yeah.
You know, and people might not really be feeling Nia and Tamina and all that, but it doesn't matter. They're doing their job.
Yep.
They do their job. It would be well-deserved. Beth and Natalya, well-deserved. Iconics, well-deserved. Boss and Hug Connection, well-deserved. Well-deserved, ladies. Take the light of these shows for that whole women's revolution.
The light. Let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, the match for the WWE Universal Championship, the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, defending against whatever he is this week. Is he the Architect?
I think he's a Beast Slayer now.
The Beast Slayer.
Yeah.
He was the King Slayer a few years ago. Seth Rollins.
I know he has Beast Slayer shirt, so he better be a Beast Slayer.
Who you liking this one?
You know, and still Universal Champion. I got Brock.
Me too.
You know, I got Brock. I think Steph's going to give him one hell of a match. And if Seth won, look, I'd be extremely happy. But it's Brock.
It's Brock, man. You know, it's Brock. You know, I think last year when he beat Roman, that made us like, wait a minute. This dude, he really was sticking around.
Yeah, you know. When was the last time he lost at Mania? Was it to Triple H?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
So.
Wow, 29. Yeah. In New York.
Yeah. Well, hey, see, that might be a bad thing then. You know?
30 he beat Undertaker. 31 he beat. Oh, well, 31 he lost, but he didn't get pinned. To Seth.
Yeah.
But 32 he beat Ambrose. 33 he beat Goldberg. 34 he beat Roman. Seth is the last one for him to take out.
Yeah, so I'm not betting against Brock Lesnar.
If Brock Lesnar wins and Drew McIntyre shows up face to face and sets us up for something nice.
Man, look. I don't even think Brock want that smoke. McIntyre. You know, look. What? I'm just saying that if Drew beats Roman,
mm-hmm.
and I'm Brock Lesnar, I'd be like, nah, bro. Not with that dude. That dude's on another. I mean, both of these guys are on another level, but they call him the Scottish psychopath for a reason. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Brock and Seth. So yeah, I'm going and still Universal Champion. As of right now, the greatest Universal Champion ever, Brock Lesnar.
Man, this is like one of the moments where Eddie Guerrero needs to show up to Seth Rollins. And just say, nobody believes. That's the only thing I think that's going to help him, that type of motivation.
Yeah. But Seth, I mean, Seth shows up for Manias, though, man. You know, he does show up. But
Well, you know.
Nobody thought he was going to win last year.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good match. But that match with Triple H, man. Okay. You know, match with Randy Orton was decent. Decent, you know, people remember the spot, but let's not act like the match was 5 stars,
man.
You know, but you know, we'll see. Let's move on. This is the match a lot of people are talking about.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the WWE Championship, we got Daniel Bryan, the new Daniel Bryan, my favorite wrestler of all time, defending against a guy that I want to see take him down, Kofi Kingston.
Hey, man. We got the champion of the planet? Or the planet champion, I'm sorry. The planet champion. Dude, can we talk about how good this run for Daniel Bryan has been? Oh, my God. It has been so good. I mean, even last night, you know, during the festivities that took place after SmackDown 205, mm-hmm. went off the air. Can we just talk about how brilliant it was?
Yeah.
You know, just him on that microphone the whole time.
Remember the time people say he wasn't good on the mic?
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Bryan's good at everything. You know, like...
The GOAT.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler, good talker. He can plant some good plants, you know. I go over his house for dinner, you know.
You gonna eat healthy.
Yeah, you know.
Might not have no seasoning.
Yeah, you know. Look, that's what we bring Old Bay for anyway.
Yeah.
Put Old Bay on everything.
He gonna look at you funny and smack it out your hand.
But you know, like you said, this is the match. Like this is the match. It seems as though a lot of people have put the most investment in now. You know, the Kofi Mania has been running wild on you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Kofi. I'm going Kofi to make history. And you know, I don't know how long the moment lasts for.
Mm-hmm.
It could even last for 2 minutes. I don't know, but.
You know, we was together when me, you, Dwayne, I think Hugh was over here too, mm-hmm. when they had the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked us in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very, you know, we've been watching wrestling for so long that, you know, especially you mm-hmm. had the honor and pleasure of booking quite a few 5-star shows,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes you aren't fazed.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just like, oh, okay, man, yeah, that was cool. But they hooked us in. And I'm really looking forward to Sunday. because I think Kofi wins. That might, you know, I shed a tear when Daniel Bryan won. Mm-hmm. I shed a tear when Naomi won in her hometown, especially after everything she had been through, everything the city of Orlando had been through. This one, I might boo-hoo. No,
I think in recent history, my most emotional championship win was probably Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that in recent history, you know, I do feel like I'm forgetting something, but that might be, like, stuff in the indies, you know, shit like that. But, yeah, I can see a lot of emotions happening with a lot of people, you know, but... Hey, look, this isn't a easy pick.
Not,
not
at all.
Because I, you know, I was talking to Brian, I've been talking to him for a while and telling him, I, you know, it's really hard for me to say there's going to be more than one good feel-good moment.
Yeah.
You know, and for me to go against that and say Kofi Kingston right now, it's taking a lot, but I think he does it.
All
I think
he does it. All right, we both going Kofi. And then, the main event. For the first time in history, the women are closing the show. We have Ronda Rousey defending the Raw Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair, who's also defending the SmackDown Live Women's Championship against... The man, Becky Lynch, in a triple threat winner take all match. Blake, who walks away with all the gold.
If you would have asked me a month ago, I would have been like, Becky Lynch, 100%. 100%.
Now, you've been 100. A Becky fan before it was cool. Yeah.
Well, it was cool.
When they all came with NXT, it was like, you don't know who my favorite is? Becky Lynch.
Yeah. You know, it goes back to Shimmer when I was rooting for Becky Lynch. You know, but now.
Has she surprised you? Before we really get into this, has this Stone Cold-esque, Becky Lynch-esque, has it surprised you? Like, wow, I didn't know she had that in her. I knew she was good, but I didn't know she had that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because... There are times in wrestling, this happens with a lot of people, and it's funny because they kind of, you know, mix reality into this feud, where you are chosen to have the ball in your court, and some people don't know how to handle it, and they fumble that ball.
Yeah.
She was never chosen to have the ball in her court, but she stole the ball and has been running with it the whole time, and just the confidence of when she talks. And remember, for so long, she was like, let me talk. Let me talk. And it was like, oh, well, we're going to make it like you're funny and all of this. So for her to show not only the fans, but, you know, workers alongside of that and everybody else, like, this is what I have in me. Oh, absolutely. This has been shocking. and it should inspire a lot of people, because there are a lot of people in whatever business, whether you're in wrestling, broadcasting, photography, whatever, like, you feel like you can't speak up, you know, and this should be an inspiration of, like, learn your inner voice, because you know what you bring to the table. And this whole time, she knew it. She's been bringing it to the table. So with that said, by a very thin margin, I'm going with Becky Lynch, but I would not be surprised if Charlotte wins.
You know I love me some Charlotte Flair. I love me some Charlotte Flair. The greatest... You know, my favorite matchup, and I'm going to say it until I get it. Hopefully, I'll get it. I mean, my dream matchup is Charlotte Flair versus Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah, we got to get that someday, please.
Yeah. And I remember Mercedes said it would be an honor. I'm like, honor? For you? Honor for Charlotte. But that just goes to show you that somebody of that level in the women's wrestling realm, no pun intended, how much respect she has for Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No ego. And what I see is, I'm like, man, as much as I love Charlotte, I really, really want Becky to get her moment. And it's funny that two of my favorites I'm rooting against at this WrestleMania, that's how good this WrestleMania is, because it's like, you always root for your favorites, but, you know, I would really love to see Becky Lynch get her crowning moment at WrestleMania. And that's why I'm picking her. The man will stand tall and reigns supreme. And I could see the next night on Good Morning Today or Good Morning America having Becky Lynch and Kofi Kingston.
What a visual that would be.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
But here's an even crazier visual.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey, you know, and Daniel Bryan. What if that's the visual? You know? Like,
first of all, are they going to make it out of New York? Fans would trash.
Oh, my gosh. This would be Hogan going NWO all over again. Happened,
if all three of them won.
Oh, my gosh. But here's the thing, man. Look, it's very, like I said, very thin margin for me picking Becky over Charlotte over Ronda. Because if this was a month ago, I would have been like, Ronda doesn't, you know, like, this is when Ronda loses.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't have Ronda like, oh, yeah, there's no chance that she wins. You know, which to me, the scary part is, if Brock wins, I feel like it is still favorite that Ronda could win too. You know, but Becky's got to do this. Come on, Becky.
How do you think Dana White feels?
I'm
seeing two people who could be making him money, making Vince money.
I think he's okay with it right now, but if Conor McGregor comes crying down there, Dana is going to be in an alley crying somewhere if he loses Conor too. But in the MMA world, crazy things has happened. I don't think he's losing Conor right now, but we're not talking MMA. But, you know, I think Dana's okay with it because, you know, Brock will come back. Ronda, I don't think Ronda's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock will come back, and Brock's going to make them a lot of money. Win, lose, or draw. You know, so I think he's okay with it.
So do you think, all right, so any surprises you think we'll get?
I made a joke, but I kind of hope it really happens. I made this joke last night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to that Andre the Giant battle rope. I think it would be amazing if a surprise entrant is John Cena and he's in it. If he wins it, I think that would be funny. But, surprises, you know, I think that there'll be that one match. And I'm telling you, it could be Brock and Seth where people are like, oh, I don't know. That ends up being a great match. That's how Goldberg and Brock was.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But I think we knew we was getting there. We knew after the match at Survivor Series, even though it was quick, and then the match and the battles in the Royal Rumble, it was like, and then they knew what happened in Madison Square Garden. I think we knew we were going to get a good match between them.
Well, I think, you know, one thing that would really make me sad too is if Kevin Owens isn't in a match. You know, I mean, yeah, he was with injury and everything, but, you know, I'd still like to see him there. But I do have a question.
Don't say that too loud, because then, you know, Vince is going to be like, oh, yeah, it's a triple threat match for that WWE championship.
Hey, he might do a fatal four-way again and be like, put Ali in. You know, but here's a question I've been wanting to ask you.
Okay.
Do you think it's fair that there are certain matches that were rumored to happen that got cut, and there's certain matches that were going to happen, but now, you know, and these all go by rumors, that now these participants are all in their respective battle royals. Do you think it's fair that Triple H makes, you know, that Triple H has a match at WrestleMania, but somebody that could have possibly had whatever the rumored match was gets put down to the battle royal instead of having a one-on-one or a tag team or anything like
that? You know, people are going to say, oh, but, you know, Triple H draws and all that. I was just telling my buddy Phil about this. I said, you know, the fact that we got to have a Triple H and a Shane McMahon match every year, that's definitely cutting from somebody. While I think that maybe they should have the best 10 stories or the best, you know, let's cut the match down. But those matches, like, we don't need to force that. You know, the Shane McMahon returning in 32 was special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially he said The Undertaker asked him to do it. I mean, you really look at it, who else would The Undertaker really wrestle? 33, you know, the match with AJ, it's like, okay, now you're kind of pushing it. Same with, even though, you know, the stories make sense, so it's kind of hard to fight it. But it's like, come on now, you know. So I do, I hate when they got to cut matches, but at the same time, I kind of sound like I'm being a hypocrite because I do think they should just have maybe like the best 10 or best 12 matches as opposed to trying to squeeze everybody on the card.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. I asked that because, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. and they brought up a good point. They were saying, like, how they feel, you know, Undertaker, Triple H, Shane McMahon are, like, staples mm-hmm. of WrestleMania. So, you know, that made me want to ask that question.
But so, with even, with, like, Triple H, right? If he doesn't wrestle, do you miss him?
No.
You know, Undertaker, not. Yeah. But at the same time... So remember when Undertaker went 20-0, mm-hmm. or yeah, 20-0, it was like, okay, maybe this is it. Mm-hmm. Then he went 21. It was like, okay, it takes away the coolness, but whatever.
Yeah. It made you feel like he was going to go 30.
Yeah. Well, know? Yeah, you know, people said, Vince wanted to go 25. Undertaker's not making it 25. Last year, 23-2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, we know eventually he's going to hang it up.
Yeah, well, so. Hey. That brings me to my next thing, because you were talking surprises. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people have the speculation of either John Cena wrestling angle or, you know, lights go out and it's Undertaker wrestling angle. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, you know, what would I want to see? I would just want to see Taker come out, mm-hmm. him get on the mic, announce that next year is his last WrestleMania, and okay. him just say... And there's only one person I want to face, and you got until tomorrow to answer my challenge, and I'm challenging you, Sting. Ooh. If they do that, Sting answers, says yes, it's just like Cena Rock. You let it build all year. You can have those guys pop up at Raw or SmackDown if ratings drop or just to, you know, keep it going. But to me, marketing-wise, and yes, I know these guys are, you know, I know these guys are up in age and all of this, but they both said they can do this one match. I feel like marketing-wise in Tampa, mm-hmm. you already have a match. So yeah. people know what one of the matches is already, and it is a great selling tool. And I think for nostalgia purposes, look, is it going to be a 5-star barn burner? No, but...
We don't need that.
We don't need it. Just, it's going to be what it's going to be, and I think mm-hmm. people will be very satisfied with that. So that's the surprise I would like to see.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts is going to be a long night. You know, for the people there, dress warm, drink hot chocolate. You know, I know you'll probably be drinking beer, you know, but it's still going
to
be
don't have too time. Many where you forget.
Exactly. You know, enjoy the moment. And in all together, let's just say this, you know, it's a great week. Mm-hmm. Period. And for some people, it started today because in the Indies Battle Club, I think Battle Club is tonight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of historical things. Like, you know, I know this is about WrestleMania, but I do want to bring another piece of history up that a lot of people really aren't talking about. Mm-hmm. Jay Lethal is main eventing at the Madison Square Garden.
Right.
That's history.
Yeah.
You know, and all of these shows, I would just like to give props to a lot of these shows. Impact has a good show mm-hmm. coming out with United We Stand. You got Joey Janela's Spring Break. You got Bloodsport. You know, you have ROH with New Japan. You know, you got so many good shows.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take time to say, yes, this is about WrestleMania. And if it wasn't for WrestleMania, we would not have this week. So thank you not only to WWE and WrestleMania, but this is for me talking for us, the wrestling fans, to give people so many different options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, because, you know, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, look, be a fan. Be the best fan you can be. You can't book the shows. You're not going to write the show. So why give yourself a headache? You know, people look to get on the internet just to complain. You know, as I said, somebody in the wrestling room was like, why do you even watch WWE? If you're going to just complain, oh, believe me, I don't have enough of my time. So why are you talking about it? Mm-hmm. You're just wasting energy. But, you know, enjoy this weekend. If you're an indie wrestler fan and you don't care for the WWE, fine, but let them have that moment. There's going to be a kid out there whose mom or dad, aunt, uncle, grandmother, grandfather is going to take them to WrestleMania for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing for that kid. Let them have their moment. Don't ruin it, you know. there's going to be people there who want to see the indies, who want to see their friends. Mm-hmm. If you're a WWE fan, don't crap on them. Let them have their moment. Mm-hmm. You know, take as many pictures, charge your phones, vlog, do all this stuff, and tweet me at Brian H. Waters so I can see it. But just enjoy yourselves, you know. No, I am not going this year. A little salty about it, not going to lie. I'll probably be in the basement Friday through Sunday, you know, just away from everybody. But I'm going to watch WrestleMania, and I'm going to be on the internet looking at some stuff. But, you know, shout out to Glenn taking his whole family, you know. Man. Really happy, you know, Glenn's one of my closest friends, and, you know, his family's, they're all just great people. You can tell him and his wife doing a great job with their kids, and they're going to get a chance to go to WrestleMania. Yeah. So I'm really like, it's like, man, I'm mad I ain't going. But you know what? To see him be able to take his family, yeah, that makes me happy, you know? Because I know, like, I've got a chance to, like, you know, his son and my son, you know, got a chance to, like, mingle at wrestling shows and at, like, a couple times. So I know how much his son loves wrestling. So I'm excited for him. So enjoy, folks. Make sure you subscribe right here to the podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. You know where to find us. YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Make sure you drop 5-star ratings. Make sure you follow Blake at itsbliz. That's ITSBLIZ. Make sure you follow him on Instagram and on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. And check out the latest Tales from Blizz. What you talk about this week?
This week it was all about the Tamba Tunga of the Gorillas of Destiny and that Bullet Club.
So yeah, make sure you check that out. It's fire. So I would put him on the spot, make him do something right now, but you gotta check him out on Twitter to get that. Mm-hmm. So until the next time, folks, make sure you catch us after WrestleMania 35. Until then, tweet us, interact with us. So long, everybody.